which there is a tremendous amount of extremely important and difficult work to do in the Treasury, as you well know. With all of the things that we're trying to mount, the general counsel slot is extremely important. He's got to be somebody who is A, very good, B, known and respected by the communities he deals with, and then completely taken into all of the ins and outs of what we're doing, so that we not only have, at least as I would think of it, not only have him there to give good legal advice, but somebody who's sort of good sense and common sense is going to be helpful.
My main concern, frankly, is the IRS. I'd like to have a man there who's totally, for once, does what we want.
Well, we have a fellow now who was brought in here by Malik in the couple of years ago. He's been in the Interior Department. He's a very bright lawyer from San Francisco. His name is John Larkin. I've asked John Ehrlichman to look at him. He is not part of the tax establishment.
Good.
He is a good, from all we can see, he's young, he's smart. He is totally devoted, not only devoted to you, sort of in a political sense, but when you probe in, he is philosophically committed to the same things you are, so that he has no, it isn't as though he's just hanging on to a person. He comes
beliefs.
From the inside out. He has beliefs, and I believe he will, he can do a good job, but John is looking at his papers and really interviewing.
Let me ask you.
So that is what I would look at.
Just to cover two or three things. One, if you would have a talk with the Brennan, but be sure that he realizes he's making the decision.
Right.
And you're you'd be glad to help. And just say, based on your experience, get some good managers in at the lower department, because he's such a great public man. Which is true. It's absolutely true.
He's never been friend.
Yeah, absolutely true. And as a matter of fact, it occurs to me that on his undersecretary, that even though they are from the same place, that he got to have somebody that's totally loyal. He'd be better off to take his own man, his own Rogers, who has a pretty good background and the rest. And then, rather than somebody who he doesn't know, he's got to have somebody that he can depend on who can run that department. And that's the undersecretary is the important position, assistant secretary. I think
right.
There, it doesn't make a hell of a lot of difference whether they're close to him personally. But it's critical that his undersecretary be close to him personally. He's got to be able to walk out of that thing and feel that his undersecretary is totally trustworthy.
Well, what he also needs, and me, sees this very clearly, and lectures me about it as well as others, that he knows what is labor interested in. Well, they're just interested in manpower training and all that, and that isn't even their main interest. They're interested in what's going on in taxes. They're interested in what's going on in trade. They're interested in what's going on in all these different things. And they know how government works. They know there are these interagency or these little meetings. And who do you get together when you really want to come to a decision about something? Well, there's a certain formal structure that you get together. But you also know that here's Mr. X, and he's smart, and he'll make a contribution, so we want him in. And when you mentioned Arnie Weber, when Arnie Weber was there, he was that kind of a guy. He was there.
Yeah.
And so you need people who can cut the mustard.
On the Webster thing, where I said I'm not familiar. I know some of his background and so forth. I'm not familiar with how broad it is and so forth.
He has a real problem with organized labor, and I didn't. I think for me to have him in the treasury would be tough.
Constantly do it, but you know, whether it's the blacks or the enemy.
she gets sore because we're working on her and leaves, why, that would be a great job for Pat Hitt, Treasurer of the United States.
Sure.
And we'll put her out on...
She gets sore and leaves. That's just what we do. Well, I'd like to see Pat, she'd be great.
Yes, sir.
If you could have a higher, I don't know, isn't there a women's department over there?
There's a women's bureau. The head of it is a GS-17, which is way below her present area.
Well, isn't there, why couldn't he make her an assistant secretary for some area? You know what I mean? Why is there, I mean, let's think of women. We put Ivy Lee into running the atomic energy thing.